Welcome back to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Andy Bates. We are visiting camps across the country today, National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association camps, telling us what's going on at their camps this summer. Today, we're heading to Camp Omega in Waterville, Minnesota. Good morning, Bob LaCroix, Executive Director there at Camp Omega.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you as our guest today and excited to learn about Camp Omega and what's going on there this summer. Where would we find Camp Omega?
Sure. Camp Omega is about 65 miles south and a little bit west of downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul.
So outside of the Twin Cities, a nice little drive there. And tell us a little bit about what you see, what you find at Camp Omega. What's the setting look like there?
Yeah, we are in southern Minnesota's lake country, surrounded by waters on all sides. It's a fun part of Minnesota to be in. Lots of rolling hills in the area, and just a beautiful part of God's creation here.
And how long have you been at Camp Omega?
I've been executive director for 10 years.
Very good. Very good. And, Bob, why did you want to serve at camp, a retreat center, a place that gets you outdoors and serving others? Why is this your calling, your vocation?
I went to school to be a secondary ed biology teacher because I loved creation and nature and being able to share that with people, but found that the four walls of the classroom isn't something that I found attractive. So I love to teach, and I love to share Jesus with people, and I love to do that in an outdoor setting. And I think the power of camp comes in not just during the classroom times, formal settings, but throughout the daily interaction. We work together, we play together, we cry together, we eat together, and people who come to camp get to see the staff and the counselors as real people who have daily struggles and joys and continue to grow in the Christian faith as well as they do, and they get to interact in a pretty powerful in a setting that, it's every minute of every day. So just to watch those interactions take place, I find a lot of joy in.
Do you have some favorite activities at Camp Omega?
Where to start, huh? Oh, we're right on Horseshoe Lake, so we take advantage of the water quite heavily with canoeing and kayaking and sailing and those kind of things. We do have a pool, though, so swimming here in a pool on site. And there's the traditional archery and high ropes course and zip line and climbing tower and gaga ball and nine square and basketball, volleyball, you name it, just all kinds of fun activities with some off-site adventure. We have a couple of rivers and chains of lakes in the areas that we do some off-site adventure camping in as well. And one of the activities that has become real popular here lately is our survival camp. There's a place across the lake where we can only access either by foot through the marsh or by water through canoe. And so campers have an opportunity to be challenged in their survival skills. They get to learn how to build fires and make food and survive, so to speak, in a little remote setting across the lake and then come back to main camp for main activities. But everybody finds their niche and their desires, and activity-wise, it's really limitless.
Hmm. And who comes to camp throughout the year, throughout the summer?
Oftentimes we think of camp being for kids. I can't tell you how many times I'll visit a congregation organization and they'll say, I sent my kids there when they were little and et cetera. But, 35% of Camp Omega's guests are actually adults. And so our summer program is really keyed into that. Sure, there are camps for children as young as age 4 through high school, but we also do quite a lot with adults. So grandparents, it's fun when a grandparent and a grandchild come to camp and get to see each other play together and work together. So you're not ever too young or too old to be involved in outdoors ministry.
Let's talk about summer camp. What does a typical day look like at summer camp at Camp Omega for, let's talk about kids.
Sure. Well, there's a first word in the morning with devotions and breakfast and a little more formal setting of some singing some songs, and the counselors put on a skit to introduce the theme for the day, and then they have Christian growth and a couple activities in the morning, and our outpost villages will make their way to their village to cook out lunch, and our main campers will eat on site, and flat on bedtime, FOB time after lunch, and then swimming and more activities. And in the evening, there's an all-camp game. Some sort of whole camp gets together and does some sort of recreational activity. And there's always the camp store times when they get to snack on goodies of camp, and then evening campfire devotional times. Oftentimes, it's at a setting near the lake, and get to watch the sunset and sing God's praises.
Do you have a favorite memory from camp, or a camper that is really a story of a camper, or maybe a staff, someone whose life has been impacted by camp?
Absolutely. There are countless of lives changed, but there's one that really sticks out to me quite often. It's a camper whose name is Riley, and his counselor, Aaron. You see, it was the first day of camp for this brand new counselor, Aaron. He had never had campers before. He just finished his 2 weeks of staff training, and the first camper and mom walks up to him. The camper was dressed in a hooded sweatshirt with a big monster drink in hand. And mom walks up and says, "Hi, this is Riley. He's going to be the worst camper you'll ever have." And, oh, we didn't know this was a Christian camp. Our social service worker sent us. "Have a good time and goodbye." And she walked away. We have a great network of social services in the area, and they make use of the camp a lot. So this camper, their social service worker sent him here. And so Aaron, the counselor, was pretty nervous about how is he going to relate to Riley here, not having any Bible knowledge at all. And, you know, the first day of camp came and went, and Riley was fine, but really didn't participate in any of the devotions or studies. And the rest of the camper group started to catch on to that. Riley didn't really know much about the Bible or about who Jesus was. And so the first day came and went, and the second day came, and they started to help him find scripture passages. And the third day he started reading from scripture and even offered up a prayer. And the last day of camp we have an activity called the Life of Christ, where we reenact from birth to the resurrection of Jesus and throughout the camp. And after that, they were walking back to their cabin, to their outpost village. They happened to be in the treehouses that week. And Riley stopped and turned and looked over the lake, and he turned back to his counselor, and he says, "You know, I wasn't a Christian when I came here, but I think I want to be." And that next day at the closing, we always invite parents to come back for a closing celebration. And the parents are in the back, and the campers are up front singing and having a good time. And when we dismiss them, they oftentimes run and turn and run to each other, and we watched Riley and his mom interact briefly, and all of a sudden Riley's mom turned and looked towards his counselor, Aaron, with a stern look on her face, and marched down to him and said, "You know, I'm not sure what you did to Riley, but he thinks he wants to go to church." And then a little twinkle in her eye says, "You know, I'm not much of a churchgoer, but I'm pretty sure his sister can get him there." So 6 weeks go by, and you never guess who shows up at camp again but Riley. And it's not because the social service worker sent him, but it's because... this always gets me a little bit. It's because he built some awesome friends and began to understand the love of Christ. That's the power of outdoors ministry.
Mm. So he heard the word of God and witnessed that that love that that God has for him through the service of the staff and the other campers there as well. Hearing that word of God, it's great how the Holy Spirit works in that word. And it sounds like there are many times that they get to hear that word and be engaged with that word throughout their time at Camp Omega.
Yeah, absolutely. Even take, for example, archery, you know, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, you know, how we have to focus on the target in order to hit it. And canoeing, you know, sure you can canoe by yourself, but it's awful tough. And being in a faith community is a powerful place where you can be surrounded by other people who can support you and help instruct and teach. So there's all kinds of opportunities to teach a biblical truth at camp.
What does this summer look like? What do we have lined up for this summer in terms of camps and opportunities at Camp Omega?
There's 10 weeks of camp here at Camp Omega and weekends, so you can choose to come for a 5-night, 6-day stay or some shorter camps, 3 nights, 4 days, or some weekend camps, 2 nights, 3 days. And again, it's for ages from 4 years old. From 4 to 6, we call it a kinder camp. It's a parent and a child or a grandparent and a child. And then once they get to be 6 years old, 6 to 8 years old, they can come to a 2-night experience. And then once they get to be 9, they can come for the week. So there's all sorts of things lined up here. CampOmega.org is a great resource to go to. There's a 4-minute video there that gives you a good feel about the camp, and then you can read about all the programs and their uniqueness and sign up right online. And people have been coming back here for many times. They often try something new, such as some of the adventure camp programs or some of the outpost village living. If they're a new camper, sometimes they'll want to just come and stay, you know, on main sites in the cabin and experience that. But Camp Omega Day is kind of an open house day in early June on a Saturday. It's a free 6 to 8 hour experience. Anybody that's interested in learning more about the camp, or if they're long-term campers here at camp, they can come back and just enjoy it. But the counselors are here. There's activities going on. There's a free meal. There's horse-drawn wagon rides and pontoon boat rides, and the pool is open. I just consider it a big open house that anybody that's interested in learning more about what camp is about, to invite them to come on out.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. That's coming up in June, did you say?
Yes. It's the first, I don't have a calendar in front of me and don't have all the dates memorized, but I believe it's June 10th.
But certainly it can find on the website as well. It's campomega.org, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Now, granted, we don't want to wait until June to register for camp, though, I gather. We probably want to get that done pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Registration's here opened early January, so people are registering by the minute, by the day. So we serve about 2,000, a little over 2,000 people during the summer, and about 6,000 people a year. So two-thirds of the Camp Omega's population comes during the fall, winter, and spring. But yeah, registrations are live online, and they can do that. Or if you're interested in a retreat event, we sponsor a lot of the local colleges. They do their retreat events here, as well as a number of our churches and outdoor education for school groups and just a whole variety of things. You can come and just be our guest, and we'll provide you with lodging and meals, or you can come and we'll help you run the program, whatever it is. I always want to let our leaders know that we're here as a resource to help them further their ministry goals, whatever it is that they've got going on. We want to be able to be a site that supports sharing of Jesus and the ways and the populations of which they're about. So that's when you come here, we'll, as a retreat group, we'll want to know what you're about so we can support you the best way possible.
Sounds like a great location to have some quiet time away, a chance to get away and be engaged in God's word, and also some great fellowship with one another.
Yeah, it really is. I'm really excited about the future here. We're $1.7 million into a $3.3 million goal of building a new adult and family retreat center. There's over 200 beds here at camp, but they're all bunk beds. And we have a strong, as I said earlier, a strong adult and family ministry program. And so the board of directors and I recognized this some years ago, and we set into motion this campaign. And so we're excited about this new facility that hopefully by 2019 we'll be able to begin construction and start using shortly after that. So some exciting future ahead of us. I think these are exciting times, and more than ever, we need to be supporting our families and equipping them to continue to share Jesus with their kids and with their coworkers and their communities. And that's what we want to be about, supporting that endeavor.
Well, and hearing Riley's story today too, it sounds like you're working diligently to do that, to bring that word of God and support those youth and their families, and so that they get into the word of God throughout the year as well, to hear and receive His good gifts.
It is so important and so crucial now more than ever, I think.
Very good. CampOmega.org is the website. Our guest today, Bob LaCroix, Executive Director at Camp Omega in Waterville, Minnesota. Thanks so much for being my guest today, Bob.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and thanks for supporting Lutheran Outdoors Ministry.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Well, it has been a fun week. We've got more coming up tomorrow, more guests visiting that we'll be visiting with at National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association camps across the country. Hope you can join us for more tomorrow. Coming up next, Thy Strong Word, right here on the Messenger of Good News, Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.